Let's continue learning Torah, Sota, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. So the Gemara basically teaches us that there's this thing called Davar Davar Mimamon, and Davar Davar Mimamon tells me that you require two Edim to say that the woman was Zinsa. You require two Edim to say that she had an affair. The Gemara says that Davar Davar Mimamon is not necessary in the case of Kinui and Stira, because in the case of Kinui and Stira, what do I have?
Ba.
Right? If it's a regular case of Kinui and Stira, which is basically, I really hate chalk. Which is basic. Also, I don't know why, but whenever I write with chalk on the board, I get like this.
That's whatever.
So whenever we have Kinui and Stira, we learn that from Ba. However, in the case where there is no Kinui and Stira, so we learn davar mi mamon, that she's going to be asura if there are two edim. You need two edim to say that the woman is asura. So frek taisus akasha. Taisus says, what do you mean you need two edim to say that it's asur? According to Abaye, you don't need two edim. What is the case in the Gemara in Kedushin, this machlokes Abaye and Rava? Who wants to fill me in? Dun 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 dun. Yes.
Can you read it, Rava, that Abaye is that you can have one aid vishatak, like if someone's like quiet, then that works, and then I don't remember Rava.
Right, so Abaye said, okay, excellent. Rava's the opposite. But Abaye says that if they walk over to, if one aid walks over to a guy and says, Ishto zinsa be'ed echad, and the guy is quiet, so according to Abaye, she's asura on the husband. She's asura. Rava says, Einu ne'eman, because it's davar she'be'erva, ve'ein davar she'be'erva, pachos mishnayim. So it's a machlokes Abaye and Rava, whether you are ne'eman or not. According to Rava, and the halacha follows Rava, you're not ne'eman, because ein davar she'be'erva, pachos mishnayim. So Tosis is asking Akasha, Tosis is asking, one second, but according to Abaye, why do you need Davar Davar Mimamon? Because Abaye says that fundamentally one aid is enough to say that she is Asura, providing the husband is quiet. So why do you need Davar Davar Mimamon? That's Tosis's Kasha. So how does Tosis answer the question? Dun 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 dun.
In a case where he might, because I don't remember, it's 2 days ago. But I feel like from what I remember is that you might have thought that if he like didn't want it,
you're up to the next stage. I think. Look inside the Tosus.
So the buyer would need it if the husband contradicted it.
In a case of machish, if the husband contradicts, that's when you have the pasuk. The pasuk of Davar Davar Mimamon, according to Tosfos, within Abaye, is only necessary when the husband contradicts this one aid. Because the case in the Gemara is Eid Echad says Zinsa, and she is quiet. That is what the Gemara says. Okay, Tosfos commenting on the Gemara, all is grand. Last time we raised a question with in the Shita of Abaye, that Ishto Zinsa Be'eid Echad and Ashtika that Eid Echad with quiet is enough to become Asura, according to Abaye, so we raise the question, what is the nature of that Isur? Is that Isur because of the Eid? Or is that Isser because of the Shtika? Right? Two things. Eid Echad, and you're quiet. Again, within Abaye, in counter halachic history, right? We're working in the, there's got to be some term for this. I don't know.
Alternate universe.
But alternate universe.
Oscar-y.
Okay, the alternate Psak universe. So according to Abaye, who we don't paskin like, why would you be ne'eman? Is it because of the aid, or is it because of the shtika. And shtika, we know halachically, shtika kahoda'a, which means it's ke'ilu, the husband says, oh, I agree that she had an affair, therefore she's asura on me. He's a karov to his wife. But even though he's a karov to his wife, but the husband could say, listen, right, darling, beloved, but you say you had an affair? Okay, great. You're asura. We're not gonna stay married. I love you. You're wonderful. Yes, that's what he's gonna do. He's going to divorce her.
And then he'll be an aid for the thing.
He's going to divorce her and what? But the point is she becomes asura on him. She becomes asura on him because he accepted it. He accepted the testimony. But is it because of the shtika or is it because of the aid? So ladies, yes, Sophia, how are you?
So,
you seem to be like very bothered by this.
Yeah, probably just because like a lot of this like overlaps with Rav Kahn Shear. With Rav Kahn Shear.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard there's a midterm tomorrow.
There is. So,
by the way, if you sign the document falsely, it's not Yehar Gval Yavar, just don't do it.
Thank you. That's
okay.
True. At first, Rabbi Meir didn't know that. Just kidding, you
did. Fighter, yes.
Anyways. Okay, fine. So, we like did this, a while ago we talked about, even in Shir here, about Palgina and Divura, and we quoted this Gemara and Sanhedrin. And
correct.
Like,
Dafyod.
And like, Yerem and Aleph.
Yeah.
And it even gave a case right there where like, a person said that like, someone was saying like, oh,
Kony Ravani
Lawrence, right? And the whole thing is, oh, how can that work? He's related.
Do I say Adam Karveitzo Ishto? Right.
Yeah, like that was the whole like cop. So therefore, it shouldn't work here.
But again, if I take the perspective that the aid is Ne'eman, according to Abayis, so she's Usser. Right. If I take this perspective of Shtika Kahoda'a, what?
Why should he be able to be mitzari to that 1 8? It seems like
well, I'm not saying that he's mitzdarif. According to Abaye, 1 aid is enough to become asura. You need 2 aid
to. It has nothing to do with the Baal being shatik, but like, oh, that's him being hodan, so he's being mitzdarif to be a second aid. It's not that.
Again, if I take the approach of the aid echa being the basis, so then what we're saying is the shtika is just a way of saying that no one is contradicting that aid. If you have a pure aid echa, then you're neman. That's what Abaye says. So, okay, Einachon is Neman. You have a question according to the second approach of Shtika.
Yeah.
So, if the husband is admitting that the wife had an affair, so what's the halacha? He's not saying that he... Your case of Palgina Dibura is a case like where someone is saying, I did an Aveira. Do we believe you for half of that statement? Over here... Even though a husband is karov etzel his wife, but is that a reason why he shouldn't be ne'eman to say that, oh, I believe that she did an aveira? They're still different people. No? I'm just thinking aloud. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think the sugya pagin dibur would be relevant. And the husband is saying... Shtika kehoda'a. The aid said she had an affair. Halachically, the aid would not be ne'eman, but I admit that I accept what the aid said, and because I accept what the aid said, so therefore she becomes asura. No, I shouldn't say me. Because the husband accepts what the aid said, therefore she becomes asura on the husband. Because the husband accepted it. Why would the husband not be ne'eman to accept it? He's not saying that he did an aveira, right? He's saying she did an aveira, or someone else. He's agreeing with what someone else said.
He doesn't become the second aid. He just
validates. He's that right. He's because he accepts what aid number one. There's only one aid. Because he accepts what aid number one said. So his shtika is saying, okay, I admit, I agree. Aid number one said it's asur, therefore she'll be asur on him. End of conversation. So there are two possibilities, Bekitzer. Sophia, you still seem distressed. You look like you're in pain.
Also, I'm not wearing my glasses, so I just can't see anything. No. Also do that. But just another question. But if we're going to say, let's say, like, by him being shatik, he's like being modin, so like therefore he's like helping out with that. Then is that opinion really that different than why would Rabbah disagree with that?
Ooh. Okay. In other words, if it's based on shtika kol da'a, why would Rabbah disagree? Does anyone want to answer Sophia's question? So what am I being moda to? I'm being moda to what one aid said. But in halacha, one aid is worthless. If I, as one aid, come and I say so-and-so did an aveira, you know what they do? They take that one aid and they whip him. They say, you are a baal lashon hara. You are saying negative stuff about people. So one guy walks into Bez and says, ishto zinsa. We say, oh, that's very nice. You know what? Bend over. We're going to whip you. We'll give you malchus. And that's what it says. So, I'm being moda to nothing. I'm admitting that the one aid said something. But my admission can't be stronger than what the one aid said. And in halacha, one aid is nothing. But Abaye is going to say, no. Right? I'm admitting that the maisa happened. Or I'm accepting that, you're right, the source that this maisa happened is from a very bad place. But I am admitting that it happened. I'm agreeing that it happened. So it becomes usur because I agree. So the kitzur ma'aser, two possibilities. Is it a din in the emanus of the aid, or is it a din in the shtika? The pashtus in the Gemara in Kiddushin is, let's read the Lashon HaGemara again. Zokt the Halakha Gemara. Hey, who wants to translate that? What does Zokt the Halakha Gemara mean?
The Holy Gemara.
The Holy Gemara, Zokt means?
I wrote it on the internet, I don't remember.
Says. Zokt means says. Excellent.
Spell it.
Zion Aleph Gimel Tes. Zokt. D is Dalet Yud. Halakha. Hey, Yud, Yud, Lamed, Yud, Gimel, Ayin, Gemara.
Of course.
What? I'm sorry, again? The word for fracking in Yiddish? Oh, frecht.
How do you spell that?
Frecht is pei, resh, ayin, gimel, tes. Frecht means to ask. Do they have Yiddish here?
No.
Yiddish, you should request it. Yiddish is, I mean, like, Jews have been speaking Yiddish. The truth is, actually, Jews have probably been speaking Arabic longer than Jews have been speaking Yiddish, but whatever, we'll ignore that part. Weiter. Who sends texts in Yiddish?
Like halacha texts.
Like smart.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I
think it's past. I think it's officially past all of our bedtimes, and we're just going to strike all of this from the record. Weiter. How many of you will be here for Shabbos? We can continue over Shabbos. Anyone?
I really
one,
wanted
two.
To, but something else came up.
Okay, so it'll be some sort of chavra. Excellent. So Rabboisai, Virotai, Rabotai. The pashtus in the Gemara is that the aid is ne'eman. Let's read the Gemara. Ibai Elohu, ishto zinsa be'edach v'shotek, mahu, amar abaye, ne'eman. Rava amar eino ne'eman, because it's davar sheba'erva, and in davar sheba'erva pachos mishnayim. The pashtus in the Gemara is that the aid is ne'eman. Rashi, however, has some lashon over here that makes Rashi, again, over here being in Kedushin on Daf Samach Vav, Rashi writes, Amar lo eirechar ishtecha zinsa v'hu shotek, mahu le aser ha'ed alav. Now, when you read that, that just, it's not written in Aramaic, Hebrew, whatever. Le aser ha'ed alav. It should be either le aser ha'ed alav, that the aid makes her aser on him, or mahu le aser alav, without the word ha'ed. The way this Rashi is written is, pardon, not in Hebrew, not in Aramaic, I don't know what it is. So in the Ozva Hadar Gemaras, they actually take the word ha'ed out. So mahu le aser alav means, is she asura on him, that would mean that she is asura not mikoyach the aid, but asura mikoyach the shtika.
But that's just that print of the Gemara doing
that. Nachon. It's just, again, so one of the big problems with the Oz v'Hadar Gemaras, the good thing about the Oz v'Hadar is that they're sensitive to a lot of difficulties in the language. The bad thing is they don't use manuscripts. They just pull it out of their ear.
What?
I'm sorry for offending you, but yes, that's what they do. The traditional Vilna Shas, just as Le'aser Ha'id Alav, in the Oz v'Hadar in Kedushin, they change it. Okay. Last time we learned, we commented that the Keren Ora gives an answer to Tysus' question. The Keren Ora answers Tysus' question that maybe I will only say that she is Asura to him, according to Abaye, when no one is contradicting the aid. But in a case where the woman herself is contradicting the aid said she had an affair, and she jumps up and down, and she begins to say, no, I didn't. So the Kahai Gavna, the halacha won't apply. That's what the Keren Ora says. And my understanding of the Keren Ora, I think Elisheva tried to disagree with me, but the Ani al Mishmarti e'emoda, my understanding is that if you accept the Shtika Kahoda'a approach, so then you can't say Shtika Kahoda'a when there is a contradiction, even if that contradiction is not coming from another aid, that contradiction is coming from the from the woman herself.
Where do we see that in the Gemara, though? Like, there's no mention of...
There's no mention of Shtika Koda. The question, though, is, what's the mechanism that becomes Asura? You see, presumably... I'll say it like this, also. Tysus' kasha is really good. B'chol ha'tayrekula, you need two aidim. How can Abaya come along and decide, oh, one aid is enough with a Shtika? Right? It's very hard to understand that. So the Shtika Koda approach would say, no, that's okay. One aid is enough to say it's usher with the Shtika. Why? Because the Shtika says it's usher. Right? In other words, according to the Shtika Koda approach, realistically speaking, there's no halacha that you need, there's no halacha ever that one aid is Naaman. That's what emerges, and I think that would answer Tysus' kasha. If the halacha is that shtika kahoda'a, that the husband is admitting that she had an affair, so l'cha'ora, the husband has to divorce her because he's admitting she had an affair, but she would still be entitled to her ksuba. Because the only reason why a wife loses a ksuba is when she's responsible for the dissolution of the marriage. In this case, lavdavka is she responsible for the dissolution of the marriage. One aid said she had an affair. But in halacha, one aid is not ne'emon. They have to get divorced. Yeah, that's because the husband agreed. Shtika kahoda'a. But l'cha'ira, she should still be entitled to get her ksuba. However, if we're coming from the perspective of the ne'emonus of the aid, me'ezesi bashihi, if Abaya really says that aid echol with a shtika, the aid is believed, so then l'cha'ira, she would lose her ksuba. That's another nafkamina in this question. Okay, so far so good. Now the bigger question, this entire sugya, is what does Abaya do with the rule of Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachis Mishnayim? Now, again, this question is only a question if you are not taking the Shtika Kahoda'a approach. If you take the question of Shtika Koda, so basically what you're saying is that according to Abaya, they are usher, because the husband says, you're usher. The husband says, okay, if a wife walks over to a husband, she says, darling, I had an affair. And the husband says, okay, bye. Right? So that's fine. Right? They can get divorced. The husband believes that she had an affair, so they are going to get divorced. Ay, 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 ay. So we get divorced. That's the basic halacha. Let me turn off. I'm never good at remembering to turn off my ringer before shiur. I have to learn how to do that. Okay. So again, that's Chazar. Rava says, "Ein davar she'be'erva pachis mishnayim." What does Abaye do with that rule of "Ein davar she'be'erva pachis mishnayim"? How come Abaye says that Eid Echad is believed? The rule should be "Ein davar she'be'erva pachis mishnayim." So you were doing a essay of Rav Shechter before in the Eretz HaTzvi. Anyone know who Rav Shechter is? Before Moshe Rabbeinu, after?
Before
Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, I think we have to go back to Jewish history class over here. Actually, that's very from, because you're... Well, I don't know what that is. No, it's just wrong. Okay.
What was the Alamina that it was from?
I don't know. I was trying to think of something. So, the Vard is... Rav Shechter, who is my Rebbe, he's probably the Rebbe.
Where it is from? I have a smart for why it's from. Because.
By the way, I think Benazai had seven ways to be Matahir Asheretz.
You know the piece of the Rav that says that it's as if everyone's walking in at the same time,
everything's
alive. So. Then it would be before.
Here's the thing, Abigail. I was actually thinking of that. Then I decided that it was wrong, so it wasn't worth saying.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine. Weiter. So now, we have a rule, a principle. Ein davar she'be'erva pachis mishnayim. So how could it be that according to Abaye, there is an Isser? What happened to Ein davar she'be'erva pachis mishnayim? So Rav Shechter has an essay in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi where he offers two suggestions within Abaye. Does anyone want to take a stab at what one of these suggestions is? Or do I have to spill all the beans myself? By the way, was this hard to read? Yeah. Or was... Yes. On a scale of 1 to 10, like, is this the type of source that I shouldn't be giving because it's just too challenging? Or is this the type of thing that, like, with a stretch and a good Seder, you could get through?
I think we understood the first little bit of it. Yeah. And then the second part, when it started going to Truma and stuff like that, then it got really confusing.
Okay, that's fair.
I think it was less the Hebrew and more the background halacha.
Yeah, there's a lot of background information, a lot of sugyos that are expected to be known. Did anyone else have comments about this? Is this a source that should be assigned, not assigned? Assigned only in Yiddish?
Yiddish.
Yiddish, totally. Right, okay.
Or Arabic.
Or Arabic. So, Rav Shechter's first mahalach is as follows. Rav Shechter suggests, Ein davar she'be'erva pachis mishnayim. How do I define davar she'be'erva? How would you define davar she'be'erva, ladies? Take the words, translate the words. What is davar she'be'erva? So davar she'be'erva l'cha'ira means anything related to arayis, which means that I need to aid him in cases that can lead to arayos. For example, gittin. You need two eidim to effectuate a get. Because, ein davar she'be'erva pachis mishnayim. Because if the get is no good, that's going to be real arayos. Right? That's going to be, she's an ishes ish. Kiddushin. Kiddushin requires two eidim. Ein davar she'be'erva pachis mishnayim. Because with Kiddushin, I am creating an erva. Most arayas in the Torah are not created. Most arayas in the Torah are born. My sister is an erva on me. It's not created. Right? It's born. Kiddushin and Gittin are arayas that are created. And because these are arayos that are created, ein davar she'be'erva pachis mishnayim means if you want to create arayos, you need two eidim. So the pashtus would be that ein davar she'be'erva pachis mishnayim refers to gittin and kedushin creating or undoing an erva. Right? Kedushin creates erva, gittin undoes the erva. And that lecha'ira is the mahalach of Abaye. Abaye and Rava, perhaps, Rav Shechter suggests, Rav Shechter suggests that they disagree as to how I define Davar Shebe'erva. According to Abaye, Davar Shebe'erva means creating arayos. However, it's also possible that Davar Shebe'erva means any statement about a person's status. Gittin and Kedushin are what we would call in Lumdish terms a chalos shame on the individual. The woman is now a mikudeshes. Now she is a migureshes. There's a change in her status. Whenever I am making a statement, a halachic statement about someone's identity, right, that's like the word in today's lexicon, identity. So whenever I talk about an individual's identity as a married woman or not, or as a mamzer or not, something like that. So in that situation, maybe that is a davar shebe'erva. Perhaps when I speak about ein davar shebe'erva pachais mishnayim, maybe what I mean is when I am changing or saying something about the status of an individual. So Rava says, you know what? If you want to say that this woman had an affair, that is a change in her status. Now she is an eshes eshezinsa. Now she's asura on the husband, asura on the boel. It's akin to mamzeros. So I'm changing her status. Therefore, Rava says, ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. But Abaye is going to say, no, I don't need two edim. This is not a davar shebe'erva. Because when I say that the woman had an affair, that's neither gittin nor kedushin. I'm not undoing a marriage or creating a marriage. So Abaye is going to say, the rule of ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim does not apply. It's not a davar shebe'erva. Davar shebe'erva for Abaye is limited to gittin and kedushin. But Rava is going to say, no ma'am, davar shebe'erva is not only limited to gittin and kedushin. Let's look at gittin and kedushin. What makes gittin and kedushin special? The woman now becomes an eshes ish. Or now she loses her status as an eshes ish. Status is what makes a davar shebe'erva. Mamzeres is also a status. Davar shebe'erva. Eshes eshezinsa is a status. If it's a status, it's a davar shebe'erva, and Rava would be saying that davar shebe'erva applies to anything that's a status. Rav Shechter points out there's a machlokes between Reb Kiv Eiger and the Chavos Das. By the way, who was the Chavos Das? Who was Reb Kiv Eiger?
Wasn't he from Lublin?
Reb Kiv Eiger was from Posen. Not really Lublin. The Chavos Das is from a town called Lisa. Reb Kiv Eiger hung out in Lisa a lot also. The Chavos Das is Rabbi Jacob Loberbaum, who was a Rav in Lisa. He's a contemporary of the... he wrote the Nesivis on Chayshan Mishpat. There's actually a professor in Tel Aviv University's law school now named Jacob Loberbaum, who's a Ben Acher Ben of the Chavos Das. So I met him at one time. He's like, oh, my name is Jacob Loberbaum. I'm like, oh, let me guess, you're a descendant of the Chavos Das. Like, how did you know? I'm like, how does anyone not know that? That's like so obvious, right? Like, so B'kitzur HaMa'aseh,
The Chavis Das and Reb Kivega have a disagreement as to whether Eidos on Mamzeris requires two. If you want to say someone's a Mamzer, do you need two Eidim or not? Machlokes. And according to Reb Shechter's first Mahalach, this is the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Then Reb Shechter has some problems within Rambams, etc. Right? And this is what got you confused about the Truma stuff. Just Eitz HaTova in the future, that whole section about Truma is in brackets. So if there's a section in brackets that's a little hard to understand, you say, right? B'derech Kol, brackets means in Hebrew, rabbinic parlance, it's called Maimar HaMuskar. It's like something, a side point. And side points can get very confusing. But Rav Shechter has a different suggestion, which is really relevant for the entire din of Sota. Whenever there's a marriage that's entered, two things happen. Thing one is that there is an iser that is placed on the entire world. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Beis Amud Aleph says that Mahu Lashon Kedushin, that she becomes like Hektish and she's Asura to the entire world. Eishes Ish is Asura to the whole world. That's one element of marriage. There's another element of marriage called a heter to the husband. Right? There is an iser, according to the Rambam, it's an iser d'oraisa of premarital sex. Iser d'oraisa for the Rambam. When you have kedushin, so you have a heter to the husband and an iser to the entire world. That's the pashtus. Rabbi Rosenzweig likes to point out all the time that this is not correct, because really, kedushin does not create the heter to the husband. It is nisuin that creates the heter to the husband. No? There are two stages in the marriage. We like read the ksuba under the chuppah in order to kind of break them up. It used to be a year between, but like we think much quicker. Like TV commercials are now 15 seconds instead of 30 seconds. So therefore, we just read a ksuba, and that's like the equivalent of what a year used to be. Zozain. Sometimes you have a guy who's doing the ksuba up there and it really feels like a year, but that's a different story. Now, Bekitzer, though, Kiddushin does have two aspects of it. Even though Befoel, the Heter Labaila, only sets in after Nisuin, but that Nisuin could not accomplish anything without a Kiddushin beforehand. So Kiddushin accomplishes an Isser and a Heter. And these are flip sides of the same coin. Therefore, in a situation where one half of the marital contract has been abrogated, when there was an eishes ish hazinso, when the woman had an affair, so what she's doing is she's going against one half of that marital contract, the iser l'kulei alma. Consequently, as a matter of halacha, the iser lebal also has to fall away. The reason why a saita is asura lebal is because since you messed up, or one half of that marital contract has been ruined, so the other half, the heter part of the marriage, also has to fall away. What that really means in Rav Shechter language, and this I think is a big chiddush, but it makes some sense, is that the marriage is damaged when there's an affair. The marriage is damaged. By the way, like in marital therapy, nusach, this is what people say all the time. It's a betrayal of the marriage contract. The marriage is damaged. Once that marriage is damaged, so as a matter of halacha, things change. For example, we saw in the first Mishnah in the Perek, in the Mesechta, that a Sota can't have Yibum. And the reason why a Sota can't have Yibum if the husband dies is because Yibum means that the husband's brother is carrying on that original marriage. But Mekevan, that original marriage is damaged, so you can't carry it on. The yesod of sota is the original marriage has been damaged. Im kainim hadavarim, if this is correct, so if Schechter says, okay, so now we have a different understanding of Abaye and Rava's machlokes. You see, a get undoes a marriage completely. But ishto zinsa doesn't completely undo a marriage, but it damages the marriage. It partially undoes the marriage. Memela, the machlokes Abaye and Rava, according to Rav Schechter's second approach, is when that marriage has now been damaged. So is that the same as gittin? Is that like bize'er anpin, to a limited extent? Is it the same as undoing the marriage? Because the marriage has begun to undo. And therefore, I would say it's considered a davar sheba'erva. Alternatively, I could say no. Davar sheba'erva is only when you go all the way, when you completely undo the marriage. And Rav Schechter's suggestion, which I actually find very elegant, his suggestion is that the machlokas Abaye and Rava is that everyone agrees that a sota situation begins to undo a marriage. The shaila is, does that make it like a davar sheba'erva or not? Is it ke'ilu, the beginning of a gittin? Again, we saw Yerushalmi, that Tosfos quoted on Daf Beis, that Saita and Gittin are connected. And we saw a Rambam and a Me'iri who have like a different sequence of Seder and Noshem based on the connection between Sota and Gittin. Another, maybe more deep, for lack of a better term, application of the connection between Saita and Gittin is this whole Shtickle Torah that Rav Schechter has. Okay, Chevra? That's what I wanted to say from this Gemara. I just want to comment for like 5 minutes on Daf Dalet Amun Aleph. Dalet Amun Aleph is a really interesting Daf of Gemara. How much time is necessary for Stira? So what does the Gemara say, ladies? Let's go. Anything you scream out will be correct. There's like 24,000 approaches here. The amount of time it takes to fry 3 eggs, or to swallow 3 eggs or something, no? What other approaches are there? The amount of time to walk around a tree. The amount of time for the tree's branches to swing around. The amount of time for what?
Take bread out of a basket.
To take bread out of a basket. Tell me, are we talking about hot bread, cold bread,
wheat, barley.
Is the basket new or is the basket old? It's unbelievable. This Gemara could Chas V'Shalom be used by like anti-Semites to say, okay, what exactly did Jews discuss? Whoa. Think about trying to explain this one to people outside. No?
It's like testing boundary cases.
What? Exactly. It's testing boundary cases. The funny thing is that the Gemara is bringing up items from the real world to test boundary cases, but since we have no idea how large the tree is and how large the egg is and how high the fire is, it's really not particularly relevant. It's very hard to come up with a shear. And by the way, halachically, if the shear of yichud is based on the zman of stira, which is something that we spoke about in our youth, as to whether the dinim of yichud are really the same as the dinim of stira, so this gemara somehow is the source of the shear yichud. How large is the shear yichud? So the biggest... The primary modern sefer on halachos of Yichud is the sefer Devar Halacha, which is written by Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's brother-in-law, Rabbi Horowitz, who was the rabbi in Strasbourg. In the Devar Halacha, so he quotes three different shittos, that the shear, there's maybe more, some say the shear of Yichud is 30 seconds, some say it's 3 minutes, some say it's 4 minutes, some say it's 8 minutes, some say it's 9 minutes. If you're an aide, you probably would never be an aide yichud at a wedding, but an aide yichud at the wedding, the Masada Kedushin will say, wait outside for 9 minutes. After 9 minutes, you bang on the door to tell the chassan and kala that you're leaving, and at some point the caterer comes and says, get out of there already, everyone's waiting for you. That's basically the secret about how the yichud room works. now, what the share of Yichud is not at all clear. My estimation from this Gemara is that the share of Yichud is probably closer to 30 seconds than it is to 9 minutes. No? The Gemara says that the share of Yichud, again, without being too graphic, doesn't require complete bi, it only requires hara'a. Hara'a is neshikas evarim, when his membrane touches hers, etc. It's not that long of a deal to fry an egg. Right? I don't think these shiurim are particularly long. My just reading through the Gemara, I got the impression it's closer to 30 seconds. The nafkamina, if the shiur yichud is 9 minutes or 30 seconds, is whether you're allowed to go in the Empire State Building elevator on a date. No? Is this something they ever thought about?
Oh, I thought no matter what, you're not allowed to do that. I thought the nafkamina would sooner be an elevator in a 10-story building.
Well, again, I think the Empire State Building elevator is around 2.5 minutes to get up to the top.
Also, do the doors open? Right, like it's something really tall.
So if someone could stop the elevator, I think on the 86th floor is an observation.
It's longer than that to get from floor 0 to 1 in Brookdale.
I think someone else was stuck in the elevator today. I got some message from Yusuf. So someone got stuck in the Barron campus elevator today. I don't know. When I first started college over here and Dr. Lamb was the president, the university was trying to save money, so they told all of us that we shouldn't ride the elevators. I'm like, what the heck? And now the university is adorable, trying to be mekayim that no one will ride the elevators because they don't work. Oh, it's mamish goinus. Right? So here's the thing. Yes.
So when we talked about like yichud and stira, like maybe are hilchot yichud the same with the sota versus not? I feel like if anything, it'd be like in regards to sota, it'd make more sense for the shear to be 30 seconds, but then not in regard to sota, when there's let's say no reglaim ledavar, be closer.
So yeah, so sota has reglaim ledavar. On the other hand, yichud and stira by sota are there for the same purpose. The purpose is to make sure there's no bia. Rav Moshe Feinstein, one of his tshuvas, writes that it's inconceivable that the iser of yichud should be based on chibuk v'nishuk. It has to be based on bia. The shear of chibuk v'nishuk is going to be way too short. Right? So therefore, the shear has to be, it's based on bia. That's what the iser yichud is about, no? Again, whether, without being too graphic, but the Chochmas Adam has a suffix, whether the dinim of yichud are to prevent pitoy or ones, no? Is the concern chas v'shalom for some rape, or is the concern for a consensual relationship? If it's within pitoy, so again, our Gemara discounts all of this stuff beforehand. This man of Artsusa, etc., we ignore. Tosfos quotes a discussion in the Yerushalmi about hataras sinar, like removing clothing or something. The Rambam does not paskin like that, Yerushalmi. Right? It's hard to know exactly what the Shir Yichud is, but Papashtus, the Shir Yichud, is based on Achshash Bia, which would be very similar to Sota. Yes, there are differences. It's clear by Sota that Baila Be'ir is not a Matir. By Yichud, Baila Be'ir is a Matir. It's clear that by Sota, the Rambam writes, that you could do kinui from more than one person. By Yichud, Min HaTaira, there is no Isser with one woman and with one man and two women. It's only a Gezeira D'Rabbanan, one man and two women, no? Or one woman and two men, right? It's also going to be only Aser Mid'Rabbanan, right, in the worst case scenario. Assuming that the men are prutzim. That's also Aser Mid'Rabbanan. So, there are certain differences between Yichud and Stira. Nonetheless, there's probably enough similarities that we could argue that the Shear should be the same. And the Shear of 9 minutes, again, seems to be pretty long to me. Although I have to admit, when I'm a Sadr Kedushin, I tell the Eidim to wait outside for 9 minutes. Like, what the heck? You may as well just, like, get to know the other Eid Yichud and, like, Isn't it? Right, the difference between 4 minutes and 9 minutes, you may as well make sure that the marriage is fully affected. Right, the yichud room could be the kiyum of nesuin. You want to make sure you have a real nesuin. That's the basic idea. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva in Kuf Ayin Chesef Katan Yud Gimel quotes a discussion in Noda B'Yehuda that the Shoel in the Noda B'Yehuda says, you know what, maybe when I speak about the din of stira, which is some amount of time that the Gemara Daf Daled discusses, maybe when I talk about that shear of stira, that's talking about that if you know for sure that they were in the room for less than that amount of time, then she's not asura. But when there is a suffix, maybe she'll be asura in that case. That's what the Shoel and the Noda B'Yehuda felt. And the Noda B'Yehuda himself says, no, this is absolutely wrong. Because the reason why a woman becomes asura to her husband with kinui and stira is based on the fact that there's raglayim ledavar. Raglayim ledavar means that there's a real suspicion. Well, unless you know for sure that there was that shear of stira, there is no real suspicion. The Shoel and the Noda B'Yehuda, however, felt that the real suspicion exists just by being in the room together for any amount of time. And the Shoel and the Noda B'Yehuda says that I have a raya for this idea from a from Mechilkas Mechokek in Siman Yud Aleph. There are two major commentaries on the side of the Evan HaEzer. There is the Chokas Mechokek, who according to Yartzeit.com had his Yartzeit yesterday. Okay, whatever. For some reason I subscribe to these really weird things on Twitter. But whatever, rabbis are boring in general. So this is the type of stuff we like. So Chokas Mechokek's Yartzeit was yesterday. The Chokas Mechokek in Simin Yud Alephs of Kotin Gimel discusses a case of someone who is nechshedes, right? Let's say a woman is suspected as having an affair, and there is a davar mechuar. There is some untoward stuff going on. For example, Adam come in the room and see that a guy's walking out of the room and she's getting dressed. Right? You don't see anything for sure, but it's really mechu'ar hadavar. Or a case of shera'u menashkim ze es ze. Where you see that they're involved in chibuk v'nishuk. So in this case, the halacha is she's not allowed to marry that man. It's unbelievable. This like would totally mess up modern Orthodox high school life, no? This halacha. But Simin Yud Aleph in Evan HaEzer says, Ra'u menashkim ze es ze. It's considered mechuar hadavar, so she's not allowed to marry that guy. The Chokas Mechaikik writes that in a situation of Ra'u menashkim ze es ze, even if there is no shear of stira, it's entirely possible, the Chokas Mechokek says, that the entire sota process is triggered. So the Shoel and Noda B'Yehuda says, one second, what that really means is that even though you don't have a shear, there is no shear of stira, but the very fact that Ra'u menashkim ze es ze, that itself can create an iser. Now, yes, it only creates an iser that she's not allowed to marry that guy later on. But perhaps it would be enough as well, says the Shoel, to create an iser that this is considered stira. And if it's considered stira, just because Ra'u menashkim ze es ze, so then maybe The idea is that unless you know for sure that it was pachos from the shear of stira, maybe that's enough to be usur. That's what the Shoel and the Nod Yehuda said. Nod Yehuda says, one second, I still don't understand what you're talking about. But in other words, the questioner in the Nod Yehuda felt that you see from that din of Roman Ashkenaz that is considered Mechuar Hadover, and she's not supposed to marry the guy. So therefore, maybe that's enough to be called stira. That's what the Shoel said. In other words, maybe that Roman Ashkim Zazah creates some sort of raglayim ladavar. Maybe that alone creates some sort of reason to suspect that they had an affair. And therefore, you don't definitely have to have the shear of stira. That's what the Shoel felt. But now the Yehuda says, no. The only reason why that case is a problem is because you see that they're hugging and kissing. But short of that, you need an absolute shear. Because our Ma'asa, this question I thought is interesting. The other question in the Pesachei Tshuva and Sifkot and Yudalet, just to conclude for like 30 seconds, is this case in the Rambam, where the Rambam says that when there's kinoy for more than one man, and then there's stira, so she's going to be asura, do you need the shiur of the amount of time to have bia with one man or with two men? The amount of time to walk around one pine tree or two pine trees? Right, that's the question. Again, because the kinoy is from two men, and then there's stira, so the suffix is, do you need the shiur of one or two? That's the next issue that the Pesachei Tshuva discusses. Okay, Chevra, we should have a good Shabbos. Someone asked about shiur next Wednesday night. So after you asked, I checked my calendar. Turns out next Wednesday night is not good for me to have shiur. So perhaps we could do shiur earlier. Maybe we'll discuss on Monday. Maybe we could do shiur earlier on Wednesday via Skype or something. So Tuesday I have parent-teachers conferences, so I can't. That's a problem. I mean, parent-teachers conferences is good, but whatever.
We also, Rav Schwartz, would the first Thursday night of December work for us to have our thing?
Probably.